Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what the divine messages are for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's my honor to be here today. My journey seems to be a little bit crazy, probably crazier than most. And this part of my journey, it has to do with cookies, sugar cookies, delicious sugar cookies with amazing sprinkles on them. A big 2-pound container, actually, flew off my kitchen counter onto my floor. There were cookies and sprinkles everywhere. And if that's not enough, my cousin's friend from the other side started to text me on my cell phone. I was looking at my cell phone, and all of a sudden, my cousin's beautiful friend Connie started to carry conversation with me by texting me. And I was trying to erase it as fast as she was actually texting. I wasn't ready for that yet. And if that's not enough to get you, you know, your attention, I had spirits sitting on me. I couldn't breathe. I was screaming, "Get off!" So all of this finally propelled me to where I am today on this beautiful, beautiful path. I'm so blessed to be here. But for me, it was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I then discovered, wow, I really do have this strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I did have a work background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan is a character. She first connected with me while she was in a coma, and I was walking past the TV. I could hear her say, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I'm looking, I'm thinking, "I know who you are. I know Melissa's your daughter. Who's Cooper?" So I Googled it, and that was actually her grandson. And I said, "You know what? I'm a little bit out of the loop. I think you better find somebody else." So about 5 or 6 hours went by, and Joan actually threatened me. And amazingly enough, we've been together ever since. And it did take quite a while to realize that, you know, our connection is truly divine. And finally, I added her, you know, to the list of my guides. And she never ceases to amaze me because she's left the door open on the other side, and both on the other side just keep walking through it. It's just amazing. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating as well as wide variety of divine source, and it really helps me to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey, you know, it's been anything but normal, but as we know, normal is overrated. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here on radio and access an even wider audience and to bring my unique blend of messages and healings as well. My purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And I am finally comfortable with that whole title. Wow, it's taken a while. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, and then I know lots and lots of other ways of helping people to let go. I'm a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. What my life is about is finding joy. It's what started me on this interesting journey that I'm on now. And it's very rewarding because, you know, at the end you find joy. What can be better than that? But you experience so many different things as you're going through this and learning all of these lessons about who you actually are and what life is truly about. And it's been incredibly interesting to me because I've always been the kind of person who was looking for answers. And I've read thousands of books, hoping that they would tell me the things that I was looking for. Most of them didn't, but that's okay. It's been an interesting journey, and it's still going on. I'm still not quite perfect. I spoke at church on Sunday, and that was part of what I told them. I told them, I'm not quite perfect. I've got this little hangnail, but once I get that done, and they all laughed because they knew that I was just saying that it's okay for me to be me, and it's okay for me to accept myself exactly as I am, even if I'm not perfect. It's okay for me to love myself exactly as I am, even if I'm not perfect. And it's okay for you too. This is a learning process we are going through, where we are discovering who we actually are. And there is nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with us. I have to say that lots of times because people need to hear that there's nothing wrong with them, because they will give me a list of everything that is wrong with them. But it's time for us to let that go. It's time for us to accept ourselves exactly as we are and to allow ourselves to become whoever it is we are desiring to be, who we are choosing to be. Because we really do have the freedom of choice. And I'm talking about the real freedom of choice, not the freedom of choice where they say, okay, yeah, you've got the freedom of choice, but if you don't make the right choice, there is no wrong choice. There is no wrong choice. There is no wrong choice. So you really do have the freedom to create yourself to be whomever it is you are creating yourself to be. And you have the freedom to change. So if you want to know more about what I do, or if I've piqued your interest in any way, you can find out more at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots and lots of information there. Feel free to look around that website. And if you want to talk to me, then send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to answer your question. Okay, now it is time for us to get some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Okay, well, Barbara, I'm going to start off with a little prayer, and it's entitled Angel Prayer for this new year, because we're still in the month of January. Dear angels, guide me to a deeper knowledge of how I can best serve my own needs, as well as those of the world, as I step into this beautiful new year. Fill me with the strength necessary to meet any challenges and the knowledge to discern my right path. Help me hear my soul's whispers and bring me true understanding of my higher purpose as I work to shape my life. Help me to make the way through this coming year with love, peace, and harmony. Share with me the ability to hear and the wisdom ability to listen to the voices of my angels, and the confidence to allow myself to trust my intuition fully each day. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that beautiful prayer was written by Suzanne Goshener. So I thank her for that. That was beautiful. And the next message that I have is a message from Kuan Yin. Good morning, beloveds. Breathe in love and let this divine love radiate. You are magnificent. I, Kuan Yin, am here with you now. Nourish your heart and your inner goddess. Each day, remember, I am with you. You are an enlightened being. I, along with Mother Mary, ask that you honor your sacred feminine energy. Radiate love, compassion, nurturing, and patience. You are reminded that whatever you focus on is what you create. And that is so important. I will say that again. You are reminded that whatever you focus on is what you create. When you are aware, you are able to live to your truest potential. You have the qualities of myself and Mother Mary. Please devote some sacred time to connect with us each morning during your prayers and experience our love, patience, and strength. This will help you to grow and expand. Allow our love to grow within you. It will help you to realize how perfectly human and perfectly divine you truly are. We are surrounding you and cradling you in our arms. Please let our nurturing energy fill you from head to toe and fill your body with unconditional love. We will nurture and nourish your growth and assist you on this beautiful spiritual path so that you can become an even greater blessing to all of mankind. Many blessings, Kuan Yin. And with that being said, Mother Mary is stepping forward. Good morning, beloveds. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. Love is all there is. Each of you are children of God, and each of you are perfectly created. Open your heart and allow love to guide you. This divine energy has the power to change everything. You were created from love. It is now time to connect once again and bring humanity together. Radiate love outward for all, to all you meet, and see yourself through the eyes of love as well as your fellow man. There is no separation. Guide your brothers and sisters to realize the truth within themselves as well, and help others to see the miracles love brings. Beloveds, be an answer to someone's prayers. You are an extension of my love. Help to create a shift with this divine infinite energy and remove all limitations. Please, let go of all that is holding you back and simply allow your higher self to step forward. Raise your frequency and return to your true state. You hold within you unlimited potential, and as you ascend, you also help others to become one in love. You each have the ability to bring so much love and light into this world, and you can do it right now, and you are so needed. Please do not hesitate to bring hope where there is fear. Within your loving heart comes my motherly love. Everything that you need is within you. Allow me to continue to work through each of you and help you to expand and awaken and receive all that is needed to manifest an abundant life. I am with you every step of the way. Life holds for you more than you could have ever dreamed. Beloved children, as you expand your consciousness, you align and become one with divine love. Please trust yourself and continue forward on your journey. Open your heart to all the possibilities that surround you. You are meant to live a happy, joyful life that is filled with abundance. My love is with you always. I love you, Mother Mary. And that is what I have for today, Barbara. Those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, so here is the message that is flowing through me now. And I'm assuming it's from Jesus, but hey, who knows? All right, let's see what it is. Yes, it is I, Jesus. I am here to speak with you. I'm here to speak with you about you. As Barbara Grace was explaining when she was introducing herself, the most important thing for you to ever do is to love and accept yourself. And even as we say these words, we feel those who are fighting against accepting themselves. They have a million and one reasons why they should not accept themselves. They feel that they are not ready yet. They are not deserving yet. They are not worthy yet. We want you to let all of that go. And if you are willing to let it go, simply say yes right now. And we will help you to clear all of that old energy out of you. We will help you to let go of the false beliefs, the lies, the things that you have been taught that are not true, not about you, not about the world, not about God, not about anything. Just let it go. So much of what you believe is not actually true. But it is true for you because you believe it, because it is your beliefs that determine what you experience in your life. So if you continue to believe that you are not good enough, you are not worthy, you are not deserving, then you will continue to create situations in your life that reflect that belief. When you have that complete freedom to do that, you have the freedom of choice. You really do. but know that your freedom of choice means that you can create a life that is an absolute and complete mess, if that is what you choose. You have that freedom. You have the freedom to live a life that is totally unacceptable. You have that freedom. You have that freedom to create a life where you are miserable and struggling and suffering and sick and lonely and every other thing that you don't want to be. You have that freedom. And none of us are going to come along and magically wave our magic wand and change your life, because it is your choice. It is your power. And we let you keep your power. We don't want to control you. We don't want to live your life for you. We are here to assist you if you allow us to, and only if you allow us to. If you do not allow yourself to receive assistance, you will not be assisted. We do this because we love you exactly as you are, because there is no way you have to be in order to be good enough. Because we accept you exactly as you are. And we accept your choice to live your life as you are choosing to live it. And if you want to change it, we are here for you. But it means that you really do have to let go. You really do have to let go. You have so many choices in your life. In every single moment, you have so many choices. And if you want your life to be better, then start making the choices that allow you to receive. We love you. We are here for you. But we will never control you. Okay, DC, that's what he wanted to say.
Oh, beautiful, Barbara. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Ah, my pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. Okay, it's time go ahead.
I have to say, I'm glad I'm here today. I had a crazy experience yesterday. I went out to lunch with my cousin, and I have allergies, food allergies. And the restaurant that I went to, I told the waitress about my allergies. So it ended up where she brought the wrong menu item, and one of the things I'm allergic to was actually in the dish.
Oh, my goodness.
So I ended up, well, thank goodness, I carry, like, medication with me. I took that, and I had about 4 or 5 cups of coffee with it. So I went home, and I think I slept at least 10 hours, you know?
Oh, wow.
I'm blessed to be here, but I'm laughing. I'm thinking, you know, why did I go back? Because last time I was there, I almost caught on fire.
Oh, my goodness.
They had a flaming dessert at the next table, and they almost lit me on fire. So I'm crossing that one off my list, Barbara. A crazy restaurant, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like maybe you should figure out what you need to learn at that restaurant, because, boy, they're trying to teach you something.
Well, you know what? The poor waitress was like, oh, my gosh, it's my fault. And my cousin and I gave her a hug, and we said, just relax. It's not, you know, it happens. Life, you know, happens, you know, and gave her a hug, and that was, oh, maybe that's all it was. I just, you know, I felt worse for her than I did for me.
Well, we're all glad that you're okay.
Well, I don't know if I'm okay. I'm here. I'm present, Barbara. And I'm blessed to be here. I'm so happy.
Okay, then. Then we will go ahead and start taking our callers. And we do have several people lined up. And
awesome.
They've all pressed the number 1. I'm so proud of them.
Wow.
Okay, and our first caller is Nathaniel. I assume Nathaniel when it has the area code. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
How are you doing?
Great.
Oh, awesome, hon.
So
do you have a question?
We today?
Well, I'm always interested into what the angels are saying, but I'm not sure thinking about going back to work, or you know, what, want to see what you see on that end. Or, yeah.
Okay, the first thing that I want to ask you, as you were coming in, Nathaniel, are you around like a TV or computer a lot during your day?
You know, I think I am less now, but I kind of am.
Yeah, because I'm getting like the electromagnetic field, you know, it may make you a little bit more tired and, you know, it can cause some health issues. I would suggest, like, try to be mindful of the time you spend around any kind of, you know, anything like that, a computer, TV, anything electrical, because that heavy electromagnetic field seems like it's causing, you know, like some issues with you. So just be mindful of that, hon. Okay?
All right.
Okay? Okay. And Jesus is coming in, and he wants to help you, Nathaniel, with all your questions. He wants you to bring, you know, he wants to bring you the guidance that you're seeking, okay? So just, you know, just sit maybe like and meditate, you know, in a quiet area and allow that guidance to come in, Nathaniel, okay? Okay, and Mother Mary's coming in, the angels, and they're saying, Nathaniel, you know, you're stronger than you think. Please don't, you know, feel that you're a victim in any way, and know that, you know, with their help, you can do anything. Have you been exercising, Nathaniel?
Not as much as I have been. I moved over to a new place, and I kind of been relaxing and stuff.
Even if you do like a little bit of stretching, that would be helpful.
I've been doing stretching now.
Okay, good. And the angels are saying, you know what, like everything that's on your mind, you've been worrying a little bit too much. You've been a little bit too serious, okay? And they're saying, Nathaniel, worry does not serve you, okay? Time to let it go. It's time to dream. It's time to play. And it's time to allow yourself to have a little bit more fun, okay? So they're asking that you take a little time off of worrying about, like, everything that you're, you know, you're waiting to see what comes forward, and enjoy yourself a little bit more, because when you go back, you know, you're going to find the solutions that you're looking for, but you've got to stay in the here and the now, Nathaniel, because that's all we have, okay?
Uh-huh.
Try not to project yourself too far into the future, because you're going to miss out on what's going on, like, right in the present moment. And, you know, try to find joy and blessings in every day, because they are there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so don't worry so much, okay, like about, you know, everything that's been on your mind, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my brother he's moving back in, but he wants me to move out again and rent somewhere else or something. So they said they had a availability, but they want 3 months of pay stubs at the place. And I've been off work for 3 months, so I don't have any of that, so I don't know, but I guess it's all going to work out, so.
Nathaniel, and just allow the angels to come in and to help you, okay? And don't let yourself be consumed with negative thoughts, okay? Archangel Jophiel is coming in and saying, look, Nathaniel, I'm here to help you to transform your thoughts from negative to positive, okay? So, with the help of Archangel Jophiel, you're going to see, you know, you're going to get these little nudges, and she's going to help you really let go of what no longer serves you, okay? The story seems to be, like, just dragging you down. And she's saying, you're going to, you know, you're going through a tough time right now, but you're going to see if you stay positive, things are going to get better. And I'm sort of seeing, like, towards, like, the end of the month in this. Okay, that things are going to get better. We're almost there now. And I'm getting even, you know, like good news is coming. So things can turn out better than you even hoped for.
Uh-huh.
So allow angels to bring in, you know, whomever they want to use to help you with your situation.
Sure.
Okay? So call upon Archangel Jophiel And she's going to help you because you have all these, you know, like worries and everything, which
uh-huh.
I understand. But you've got to, you can't be holding on to them, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to let go.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're going to find, you know, like inspiration. And there's going to be, you know, like a peace that comes over you, which you truly do need, okay? So try to stay in the present moment. Okay? And just allow the angels to come in. And know that you're not alone, because I feel like you feel like you're all alone in this world, and you're not. Okay? And allow the angels to bring in those helpful people for you, Nathaniel. So if you let go and think about what makes you happy, follow your bliss, and, you know, just listen. The angels are going to give you, like, little nudges in the right direction to help you with everything you're going through. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Nathaniel. So please, I just ask, like, do not worry, okay, because the worry's not...
Oh, right.
You don't want anything to create a little bit more worry for you, okay? Okay,
worry
and...
makes it worse.
It does, and the universe always supports us, Nathaniel. The universe always supports us. And don't question it. Try to go with the flow and allow the universe to guide you. It's sort of like, you know, when we were younger and we would go on a road trip and we wouldn't know where we were going, but we were just on that beautiful adventure, and that was half of the fun, is not knowing where, you know, we were going to end up. Okay, so... No more worrying, because you're taking all of the fun out of your adventure, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, honey. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You do need a little bit of healing. God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Nathaniel. Okay, I've got this Dear Innate phrase running through my brain, so I guess it's for you. It's Dear Innate, the universe is always on my side.
Dear Innate, the universe is always on my side.
Dear Innate, I accept the assistance of the universe.
Dear Innate, I accept the assistance of the universe.
Dear Innate, I choose to change.
Dear Innate, I choose to change.
Just take a nice deep breath. Okay. Now let's see what they want to do or who wants to talk to you. Okay, the goddess Sass wants to talk to you, so here she is. I want you to know that it's not a problem. We realize that when things are happening in your life, like especially with your family, especially with your brother, especially with your brother's wife, especially with that whole relationship and that whole situation, you see it as a problem. You see it as a problem that reflects the belief that you are not enough. And we want you to let go of that, because it's not the truth. You are enough. Your brother and his wife and what they go through, well, that's a completely different thing. That has really nothing to do with you. That has to do with them and their energy and what they're looking for and what they're allowing and all of the fears that they have about their own lives. And both of them are filled with fear. So we want you to just let go. Let go of the need to know what it is they're going to do, because they are not you. We want you to focus on what it is you truly desire and allow it to happen. Don't look for problems. Don't look for reasons why it can't happen. Instead, start letting yourself seeing it happen. See yourself finding the perfect place, at the perfect price, in the perfect location, with everything just falling into place, and that you easily, easily move forward in your life. You have so much beautiful music in you that it's just waiting to come out. Nathaniel, please, let that be what you focus on. Let that be the only thing you focus on. And allow that music to guide you, because it will. Allow yourself to move forward on your path. That is why you are here. So we ask you to let go. And we are helping you as we speak with you. We are clearing you as we speak with you. Please, let go. All right, that's what she wanted to say to you. And she's clearing you, so. How are you feeling? Daniel.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Good old mute button.
All right then. Well, you just let them help you to let go. Because they are showing you, they keep showing me images of you playing your guitar in front of groups of people. So I know that that's coming. That's part of your future. They keep showing it to me. So let yourself let
Great.
Go so you can move into that, okay?
Okay. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care, Daniel.
Okay, DC, we are going to our next caller, the beautiful Helena.
That's sweet. Hi.
Hello, Helena.
Hello. Calling for some messages and perhaps inspiration.
Okay. Well, Ginger's coming in and she's saying, girlfriend, gosh, you're so tired. Is it being tired or is it being stressed? She's saying, you're very, you know, low on your energy right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's saying, the universe trying to say, maybe it's time for you to relax a little bit, Helena. Slow down and recharge your batteries. It's sort of like when you're driving a car and, you know, it's you're trying to run on empty. Okay? If you keep, you know, you're not going to get anywhere. And getting, Helena, have you been like, you know, it's sort of you're like do a little bit too much. Okay.
Oh, GC, I've been doing nothing because I can't physically. I'm that depleted.
I just feel, you know what, maybe it's just like, maybe it's not physically, but I do feel that you're depleted. Emotionally,
yeah.
Maybe, but you are depleted.
No, it is physically, too, and emotionally.
Yes.
I mean, maybe
okay,
my
yeah.
mind's racing too much, but physically I can't do really much.
Okay. Well, I just feel your energy is, like, really, really low, Helena, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, this is a time for you to just relax and breathe and know that what you're wanting most in life is going to be coming your way. Happiness is coming, Helena. Good things are coming. Okay? So hang in there. These kind of times don't last forever. But for now, this is just a little cue from the universe just to relax and rest a little bit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do need to rest. You do need to relax a little bit, Helena. Okay?
Yeah.
And just, you know, take it easy. You've got to trust that the universe will provide everything that you're needing. Okay?
Yeah.
And Ginger's saying, you know what, Mom? She has a little bit of a difficult time trusting. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to ask, you know, we're going to ask Barbara to come in and to help you with that, okay, with the trust
mm-hmm.
part of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the universe is always there, Helena, and knows what you're needing, okay? The other thing that I'm getting, okay, Ginger's saying, Helena, just imagine that you're sitting there and you're taking a class, okay? And this is a beautiful pottery class. You're sitting before, you know, this potter's wheel, and, you know, you have this big lump of clay, okay? So see your life as a lump of clay. You're the potter, okay? You could use this lump of clay and make anything that you want. Know that, you know, the universe already knows your desires, and you have the skills, you have the tools to create whatever it is that you're wanting. You've just got to have trust, Helena. Okay? You could sit there
mm-hmm.
and you could just, I don't think I could do this. Or you could, you know, you could really try and start and convince yourself, you know, that I, you know, I'm creating the life of my dreams. So you have a little bit of time now to just start, you know, sitting there and just thinking about what it is that you're wanting. Okay? Have you been thinking while you've not been able to move around physically?
I'm sorry, have I been what?
Have you been just, like, thinking?
Yeah, overthinking, yeah.
Overthinking? Okay. Have you been able to just meditate and relax a little bit?
A bit,
okay. Okay, because I'm getting just be patient. You've got to be patient for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay, and if you can be patient and just try to see, you know, like blessings each day, things are going to turn out positive for you, okay? Even your health is going to be, it's going to be really good this year, Alina, okay?
Yeah.
But to have good health, you have to rest and relax, okay? So maybe that's the message that you needed to, you know, hear. And if you're not listening, sometimes, you know, we are slowed down, okay?
Yeah, I've been slowed down. Like, I can't even imagine.
Well, because you have to slow down. That's, you know, it's time for rest. It's time for relaxation. And when you get back on your feet, if you remember to rest and relax, it's gonna help your energy so much more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So hang in there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. You do need a little bit of healing.
Thanks much, DC. Thank you. Much love.
Okay, Helena, I'm getting some Dear Innate statements, so here we go.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I'm afraid to, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I'm afraid to, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I don't believe this will work, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I don't believe this will work, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though this is a complete waste of my time, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though this is a complete waste of my time, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I have bigger problems to deal with, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I have bigger problems to deal with, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I have a list of why I shouldn't, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I have a list of why I shouldn't, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I'm not willing to let go, I open to trust.
Dear Innate, even though I'm not willing to let go, I open to trust.
Take a nice deep breath. We realize that this is a very difficult time for you. It is because you are going through such a complete and total drastic change. You are changing everything in your life, including everything in your physical body. This is part of what you are going through. But it is important for you to trust. It is important for you to let go. It is important for you to allow us to assist you in creating your life in a new way. This is all a part of you becoming you. So trust us. Even when you don't trust us, trust us. Even when it seems that nothing is working, trust us. Even when you just want to go to the window, open it, and scream at the whole world for the way that you are feeling, trust us. Trust yourself. You truly are more powerful than you have ever realized. And it is not the world against you. The world is on your side. The universe is on your side. God is on your side. The divine is on your side. Your guidance is on your side. Your friends are on your side. Your family is on your side. We are all on your side. Join us on your side. And stop trying to figure out what is wrong. Just let go. You don't need to understand. Just let go. You don't need to find the solution. Just let go.
just let go. And we realize that sometimes it feels like we are asking the impossible, and maybe we are, but we know that you can do it. That's why we ask. Because you are that powerful. You are that powerful. We are still working with you. We are still clearing you of all of this garbage within you. Let it go. 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 And don't bring it back. Just let go. Give yourself permission to just let go. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Thank you so much. I feel like I'm letting go.
There's still a part of you that, even when she's saying let it go, I can hear that little part of you saying, but what if it doesn't work?
Well, I mean, I'm in such a crazy place now that it almost doesn't matter. It's really weird.
So I guess you're finally reaching the point where you are really going to let go. Good. Taking you a while.
I hope so.
That's okay. I'm still seeing you having this incredible life. You're still showing me that. So
no,
it's
I
still
accept
there
that.
For you.
Yeah. I want
let
it.
Go.
Okay.
Okay, and just let go. Whatever it is, just let it go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay. Our next caller is area code 917. Helps if I actually pay attention to what I'm doing, huh? Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hey, hey, hey. What's up, Barbara? What's up, DC? It's Sam. From New York. How's it going?
Hi, Tim. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, it hasn't been. It seems like it's always with you guys. I talk to you guys when I talk to my family at this point.
So what's up in your life, Tim?
Okay, well, I'm a little excited. I'm always excited when I hear the message of the day from you guys. It resonates with me. I'm excited because I've been setting candles, staring at the flame, saying some intentions before I go to sleep, my spirit guides, my deceased dad, archangels, and for the first time in years, I'm having dreams. They're nonsensical dreams, but I'm waking up and remembering them, so I'm excited. I don't know if that spirit trying to talk to me, but I'm excited. So I just was calling for the, also I have a book, kind of like a 21 days thing for meditations, which are archangels. I'm about to start that. Trying to do a little yoga, trying to stay positive. And remember, it's me that is co-creating out here, so I can create good stuff. So I just was calling to.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Tim, you were saying about the archangels. I feel that Archangel Metatron is with you presently, really helping you with your spiritual career, helping to clear away anything
Hello?
That no longer serves you, and helping you to have the wisdom that you need to go forward. Does that resonate with you, Tim?
Yep, it does, indeed.
Okay. Yes, so call upon Archangel Metatron and allow him to help you, okay? Archangel Metatron, he's called the Angel of Life, okay? So he has the ability to see the records. He's the record keeper of all that the people on earth do and in heaven. And he's like one of the first archangels that I connected with. He's a no-nonsense angel. He's like direct and right to the point. If you feel a little nudge, you know, if you feel a little nudge, it's from Archangel Metatron, okay?
Okay.
So I feel like he's clearing away old energy, you know, helping you to have the knowledge that you need to go forward. This is really an exciting time for you, Tim. Okay, and he's saying, Tim, you've got to take action now. You're getting nudges. You've got to take action that maybe you previously haven't done in the past. Okay?
Gotcha.
I'm getting, you know, it's sort of like I feel like he's pushing you forward. Maybe you have procrastinated in a certain area of your life and, you know, you haven't moved forward. And he's saying you've got to think about what's in your heart, Tim. And, you know, really to help you to, you know, every day just, you know, go a little further to get you where you want to be, to help you to have a little bit motivation. And he's saying, you know, you're getting to where you need to be, but you just make sure, like, you have to have a little bit more patience as well. You're doing a great job. And I feel like this is, like, an amazing year for you, Tim. It's going to be wonderful. Okay? So
okay.
Allow, you know, Archangel Metatron, like I said, he's your guide right now at this time to come in and help you. And trust that there's going to be something amazing in store for you. Okay?
Gotcha.
So I'm getting... You know, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, and you have the ability to get where you need to be, and your beautiful personality attracts so many people that are going to help you along your path, Tim, okay?
Gotcha.
So if you find that while you're doing all the amazing stuff you're doing that you get a little insecure, maybe there's a fear coming here or there, just keep, you know, giving it to the angels and keep that positive outlook, keep looking forward. Okay. The only thing that I want to ask you, I'm getting the word family around you. Has there been anything that you that's bringing anxiety in regard to your loved ones?
It kind of always is. It's always someone's
okay.
Parents, wife, kids, someone.
Okay. Well, we're going to allow the angels to come in, and you've got to release, you know, your cares in that department too. Okay. And allow a divine solution, you know, come forward. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Tim, for a little bit of healing, and I thank you so much for calling in today.
You got it.
Thank you.
Okay, Tim. So Archangel Metatron wants to talk to you. Are you okay with that?
I am.
Okay, here he is. You are opening up to yourself. And that's what this is all about. This is about you opening up to yourself. It is about taking the focus off of the world and all of the people out there in the world, including your family members, and to actually open up to yourself. And as you are doing that, you are coming more and more into your own power. You are coming more and more into your own truth. That is what I am helping you with. I'm helping you to see your own life and to create the life that you truly desire to live. And it is there for you. It already exists. You simply have to step into it. So continue to do the things that bring you peace, that allow you to be who you truly are. That is all you have to do. That is all you have to do to change your own life. And call on me. I am here for you. I am always here for you. Okay, so that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you, Mike. I will definitely listen to the replay. Thank you guys much.
You are welcome. And enjoy yourself. Have some fun, okay?
You got it. Thank you. All
right. Take care, Tim.
Thanks for calling, Tim. Bye-bye. Okay, and our next question is from the chat room, and it's from Spirit in Form, and she would like to know if there's a message for her.
Okay. Okay, so what I have to ask, Spirit in Form, what has been on your mind? Because the angels are asking you, you know, it's time to look at the situation. And, you know, you've got to figure out why you're feeling the way you do. It's time to, you know, see what you're feeling, you know, what you're thinking. and really address it, okay? I'm getting there's a situation in your life that you've got to go a little bit deeper, and there might be some healing that's needed. It's time to really understand how you feel. And you're entitled to feel whatever way you do, but it's just about, you know, understanding why you feel the way you do, okay? And I'm also getting, you know, we were speaking of Archangel Metatron. One of the first messages that I received from him was get out of your own way. And I'm getting sort of like the same kind of message for you, but you've got to surrender. Just surrender everything. You're holding, you're trying to hold on to everything, and you're trying to control things. And if you let go and, you know, you let the angels come in, that situation can be healed, and, you know, you could really get through this situation a lot faster if you allow heaven to come in, allow the angels to assist you, release anything that you're holding on to. Okay, the angels are with you. They're placing a beautiful golden box at your feet. Just place any issues that you have in that golden box and see yourself closing the lid. And once you close that lid, the angels are taking the box. It's no longer your problem to worry about. Just, you know, be ready for a divine solution. Okay, there's anxiety that you're holding on to. It's coming from distrust. And you've got to surrender all of that. It's sort of like, you know, you're in a play, and the play is about your life, but you're not the script writer. Let the angels be the script writer. Let the divine be the script writer. And you're going to see how much more beautiful your life can be. Okay? Allow room and space to be there so that you can, you know, see the situation that you're worried about to allow it to be healed. Okay? Sometimes I feel that you feel like you're all alone, and just know that you're never alone, that people, you know, I see a beautiful divine team with you. I see your family in spirit. I see angels. You are definitely watched over. I feel like there's a lot of stress in your life. Allow you know, the angels, allow the divine, and allow us with our messages to help you. Okay, if there's any kind of, you know, I feel like there might be a question about maybe like a relationship. Okay, allow the angels to come in and help you. If you have a specific question in regard to a relationship, we're here to help. And the angels want you to just expect good things to come, because they will come. And you are stronger than you think. Please be optimistic. Expect good things, and allow yourself to see everything through the eyes of the divine, because you're going to see things in a different way, in a different light. And please, you know, remain positive, remain optimistic, because good things can and will come. Okay. So if there's a specific relationship that you want, you know, a specific answer to, you can ask, because I feel like there's a lot of confusion. Okay, and the angels are saying, Spirit informed, trust your instincts. They're going to guide you better than your head will. So if you think there are people around you that you can't trust, listen to your instincts, because it does guide you well. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay, wonderful. And Spirit informed is saying anxiety about looking for employment, age, job history, gaps, etc. And she does feel alone, and she would like to attract a love relationship. And this would be the first relationship since her divorce. So, okay. And Goddess asks, wants to help you, clear you, work with you. The whole time you can talk, she's like, I'm ready to work with you. So here's Goddess asks. I want you to take a nice deep breath, and I want you to just relax. You have all of these beliefs that are tied with your community, with the culture, with the country, however you want to phrase it. And they are beliefs that you have accepted as the truth, and they're not true. their beliefs about if you reach a certain age, then it becomes more and more difficult for you to find a job because no one wants to hire someone your age and with your history and your gaps, and you have to prove that you're good enough, and you can't prove that you're good enough, and you don't believe that you're good enough. And the same kind of energy is there when it comes to a relationship. You have all of these obstacles that you have put into place in your own life. And so we are helping you now to clear them. We're taking them all away, all of them. Just let them go, let them go, let them go. Take a nice deep breath and just let them go. Because they're not true. They're absolutely not true. We want you to focus on what it is that you really want to do. What kind of work do you enjoy? What brings you laughter, love, and light? Because that is what you should be doing. And yes, you can get paid to do something that you enjoy. Lots of people do it. More and more people every day. So we want you to open up to doing what you truly desire and getting paid for it and making more than enough money to make ends meet. You deserve to have a life that you can afford. You deserve to afford the life that you desire. And we are bringing you into alignment with both of those statements. Now, when it comes to love, ooh, you have so many walls and old beliefs that are in the way. We are clearing that out. You don't need any of that. Oh, my goodness, no, you don't need that. You don't need to hold yourself back from being loved. You are beautiful and amazing, and there are those wonderful beings who are there who are ready to love you. They are ready to love you. They are ready to love you. So we are opening you up to being ready to accepting love. We are opening you up to being ready to knowing that you deserve someone who is going to love you and adore you, who is going to see the beauty within you, who is going to be with you and hold you and laugh with you and do all of the things that you enjoy doing with you simply because they want to be with you. So let go. Let go. Take a nice deep breath and just let go. We are clearing you of all of your obstacles in your life. Just let go. Okay. Well, she's doing some heavy-duty work on you, spirit and form. And I definitely advise you to just let go. And she's really meaning that. So, let go. Okay. And she will keep clearing you for a bit, so just, you know, relax. And let go. Okay. Spirit and form says she is letting go. Yay. Okay. Joy, fun, happiness would like to know if you have a, if we have a message, if the angels have a message for her. DC, do you have anything for joy, fun, happiness?
Wow. Well, after all of that, she's, that certainly put me in a good mood. Joy, fun, and happiness. That's awesome. Okay, so what I'm getting, the first thing that I'm getting is Archangel Raphael is with you. Joy, fun, and happiness. Are you planning on traveling at all? Or maybe is there something that, maybe like a new business that you had in mind? Because Archangel Raphael does help people that are traveling, people that want to a new business. Also, if you're a healer, Archangel Raphael is, you know, the angel of healing. And he does come in for healers as well. Okay? I just feel his energy is just with you right now, and it's unbelievable. Are you filled with, is there stress that you're holding on to or any fear? Because he can help with that along with Archangel Michael. because I feel like Archangel Michael has come in as well. Okay. Okay, let's see what else. Okay. What I'm getting, let me see what they're showing me. I'm trying to see what the angels are showing. Okay. Joy, fun, and happiness. I feel like the angels are saying you have the ability to make really good choices. Okay? And all you have to do is connect with your higher self and your intuition and just tune into the messages from your soul as well as the messages from the divine. And you have the ability to clearly see the truth in any situation that you find yourself in, as well as making, you know, the best choices. Okay. So the other thing that I have for you, okay. Okay. Things are, they're starting to look up, okay? If you've been having any issues about anything, they're going to take a little bit of time, but they're going to be resolved. And you're going to find love and happiness is entering your life. And feel good because a lot of positive is coming your way. It's time for you to just, you know, you've got to get out of your head and you really have to just get out and do something fun. And it's time for you to meet some new people. And the angels are saying, you know what, don't worry. Do not worry, okay? So I think, you know, if you take a lead from your name, Joy, Fun, and Happiness, if you do that, you're going to really, you know, have a great year, okay? This is going to be a year when you connect better with people, okay, and let the people in your life, let them know how important they are to you, okay? If you're not with someone, this could be a year that you find love, okay? So, you know, just get ready. Get out there, have fun, and I'm getting, even, you know, physically, you're going to feel so much better, okay? If you've had any issues, you know, I feel like they're going to resolve, and this is a good year to change your mindset, okay? And it's also a good time to develop new skills this year. And this is going to help you to go really far, okay? And I'm also getting that, you know, you might be finding a new way to bring in more prosperity this year. Okay? And one of the ways that more prosperity comes to you is maybe look around, you know, where you're living, and if there's things that you're not using, donate them. Okay, because when you're willing to give, the universe is going to return the favor, okay? So if you're not using something, just, you know, donate it. If you're, you know, if you're going to a shopping center, open a door for someone. Just, it's the little things that count, okay? But this is going to be a year. If you want, you know, something in regard to work that's better than you have, this will be your year. This is going to be a year that you're full of life and energy, and you're really going to be focusing on yourself, okay? You're going to feel creative, and you're going to find ways to use that creativity this year. So I hope that helps you, Joy, Fun, and Happiness.
Okay. Joy, Fun, and Happiness said, I'm thinking of traveling and moving to a different town, and that she's been getting messages, been hearing messages, but I don't know who they are from. If you simply ask, they should tell you who the messages are from. As soon as you type that statement, I heard Raphael say, just ask. So, just ask. To be like the new motto that you write on your shirt, just ask. Okay. I have a message for you, too. Hold on. Ah, and it's from the goddess Dad. And here she is. This is your year. This is your year for kicking up your heels in a way and just enjoying life, getting out there and fully being who you are, allowing yourself to fully be you, allowing yourself to fully have fun, to just do it for the fun of it. Just do it for the fun of it. Just do it for the fun of it. That should be your new motto for this year. You do it for the fun of it. Allow yourself to move into the fun, into the enjoyment of life. We have spent so long being bogged down in what you needed to do, your duties, your obligations, other people's expectations, please, please, please let that go. Just do it for the fun of it. Do it because it's what you enjoy doing. Let yourself be important in your own life. It is going to help you move forward much more quickly than you ever have before. Allow yourself to let go. Allow yourself to let go. Allow yourself to let go. You are not who you used to be, nor are you supposed to be. So let go. Decide who you want to be next and become the real you. And do it just for the fun of it. We are clearing you of a lot of old energy, a lot of old beliefs that you don't need anymore, so just let them go. If something is coming up for you, just let it go. There's nothing that you need to do, just let it go. This is not about fixing your life. This is about letting go of the whole idea that you need to fix your life, because there is nothing broken. Do it for the fun of it. Just let go. Okay, that's what she wanted to share for you, share with you. Okay, I'm going to learn to talk with you. Alrighty. Alright, that's all I'm getting. So we will move on to our next caller. 111111111111. And Spirit Informed is saying, have a beautiful day, ladies, and we hope that you do too. Now I'm clicking on 111111111. All of those ones. Hi, who's this?
Click on. I'm late for a very important guest. How are you both doing?
Doing great.
I'm doing great, Queen. How about you?
I am great too. Doing great. I'm grateful. I'm going to be greater. What's up, DC Love? The mental DC Love? What's the word?
I'm just so blessed to connect with you, Queen. Ginger's coming in and she's... What was that, Queen?
The feeling is mutual. The blessing is shared.
Okay. So what I'm getting is the angels are saying, Queen, you're being guided to move in a new direction. Okay?
Yes.
And you really have to start handing over any fears and worries that you have, because there is, maybe it's not even on a conscious level, but there are fears and worry in regard to the change that is coming, Queen. And this is going to be a beautiful change, okay? So
yes.
Ginger's saying, you know, Queen, sometimes life can scare the crap out of you, okay? But this might be a time to, face that fear and move out of that comfort zone.
All right. Ginger.
Okay. And,
woof, woof.
I'm also getting Ginger saying, you're going to start feeling this renewed sense of purpose, okay? And she has like a sparkler around you. So I feel like there's going to be like something that you're working on, a project that's going to spark your passion, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be filled with great things, and it's going to be really rewarding. Okay.
Beautiful.
So,
except
it's going to be scary. She's saying it's going to be scary, but things are going to fall into place for you. Okay. So make sure that you're taking care of you, and you're getting enough sleep, and you're resting. And Archangel Michael is with you. He's walking with you, so that you really could take some bold action. Okay. And again, I'm getting it's time to get out of that comfort zone, Queen.
Okay.
Okay. And it's time to be delighted about all that can come your way. Okay. So it's sort of like I'm seeing a mailman with like wings. It's an angelic mailman, and he's going to deliver something amazing. Okay. You're going to be delighted. What can be delivered to you, okay, when you step out of that comfort zone? And Ginger's saying, don't be surprised if your heart starts to flutter. So I don't exactly know what that means. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, because stepping out of your comfort zone is what I got in several different ways. And there's a little fear around it, and we want you to get rid of that fear. You don't need to be afraid.
I agree. And you know, the mailman,
okay,
that's a heavy thing. When you listen to the mailman with wings, he's going to deliver. What is he going to deliver? That's just a joke.
I don't know. You're going to call him and tell us.
I might do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay, Queen. So here is the goddess asked with a message for you. You already know how to let go. You know that. You've been doing it for years, and we encourage you to continue to do it. If you are having any doubts, any fears, you know how to let go. Let go. Don't hesitate. Just let go. It is who you are. It is who you are becoming. I don't really need to do anything to help you with that because you already do that. So continue to do that. Now, as for all of this new that is coming into your life, in some ways it is like you are stepping onto a different path, but it is connected with who you have been and who you are becoming. It is kind of a segue that is taking you from one to the other. And who you are becoming in some ways will be radically different from you, who you have been. And that is why it will feel like
I lost the last word.
Right,
I don't know
thing.
If we're going to get disconnected.
Well, you know that you and I are always connected, and you can talk to me at any time. So you know that I am always.
Oh, you're still on my phone, so maybe it's you. I'll listen to the.
Yes, do listen to the recording, because the message is here for you. It is here for you. It is here for you. And as things become radically different from where they've always been, open up to it. Allow yourself to change. Allow yourself to evolve. You are becoming more. You are becoming more. You are becoming more. And it is just going to get better and better and better. We love you. We love you so much. And we want nothing but the best for you. Be yourself. That is all we ask. Just be you. Okay, Queen, that is what you said. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but if you're listening to the recording, you're getting the message. All right, DC, I think we are done for today.
Awesome. Well, we had a lot of beautiful messages for people, so I'm glad that we were able to connect and have our beautiful show.
Me too.
Yes, definitely. Well, stay warm where you are, Barbara, if it's cold out there. It's cold here. It's in the 20s.
I don't know what the temperature is here, but so far it hasn't been that terrible cold that just comes and stays for us. Most days it's
that's good. 40s, that's awesome.
50s or 60s, so yeah.
Wow, I have to astro travel too, I guess.
Yes, I guess you will.
Yes, it was a nice weather, is my goodness. Well, enjoy some of your day there. Make sure you spend some time just on you, Barbara, because you give so much to so many. Beautiful.
I will. And you too.
Thank you. I will too. And I look forward to connecting again on Thursday. Take care, everyone, and have a beautiful day. And everybody has to, you know, connect with their joy, Barbara, and be positive. It really does make a difference.
Yes, it does.
It does.
And we send all of you lots and lots of love and light. Thanks for listening.
Always.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.